I think of the disruptive innovations that surround me. I am typing on a Lenovo ThinkPad X1 powered by an Intel vPro processor. Bell Labs' invention of the transistor ultimately brought computing out of centralized labs and corporations and governments into people's homes. A message just appeared on my iPhone. Smartphones and social networking have brought communication to new contexts. I just enjoyed a homemade espresso that rivaled what you could get in a cafe in Italy. Disruptive innovations like Nestlé's Nespresso machine have brought to millions of people what was once available only in inaccessible locations. I live in the suburbs of Boston. The very nature of my life is shaped by Henry Ford's breakthrough Model T, which ushered in the automotive age. I see an Amazon delivery truck out the window. Just think, a generation ago, I had to go to a store or wait to get something I needed. If you are reading a printed version of this book, thank the printing press, which democratized knowledge itself. Maybe you were one of 70 million people who ate at McDonald's today, the result of a disruptive model honed decades ago. Disruption is an engine of progress. By making the complicated simple and the expensive affordable, it transforms how we work, play, live, and communicate. I then think about how disruptive innovations have dramatically changed industries, serving as a buzzsaw felling great companies such as Digital Equipment Corporation, Nokia, Sears, Eastman Kodak, Blockbuster, numerous newspaper companies, and many more. I think of companies today wrestling with disruptive change. There are major automakers like General Motors and Volkswagen confronting the electrification of passenger cars, autonomous vehicles, and ride-sharing services like Uber. Major energy companies like ExxonMobil and Shell are grappling with dramatic changes in the renewable energy market. And countless companies are placing bets on how generative artificial intelligence, or Gen AI, will change their businesses. Disruption is a driver of industry change. It creates tomorrow's great companies and causes today's great companies to fail. I think next about how disruptive innovation continues to reshape our world. Technologies are advancing at an exponential rate. The lines between industries are blurring. The expectations of consumers, colleagues, and children are shifting rapidly. And a complex world throws shock after shock at us. Disruption is ever present. And finally, I think about Clayton, Clay Christensen, the man who coined the term disruptive innovation and shaped how I understand the world. My teacher, my mentor, my colleague, my friend. He taught me to see disruption not just as upheaval, but also as opportunity, an unstoppable force that demands our attention. And that's what I see in the word disruption. A brief overview of disruptive theory. I have been obsessed with disruptive innovation since I met Clay in 2000. Hold on a second. Let's pause to talk about names. Most of the time, I will use last names on subsequent mentions. Sometimes, I'll use first names if doing so seems right. Now, back to the story. I was a second-year student at Harvard Business School, or HBS. I took the first version of a class called Building and Sustaining a Successful Enterprise, which Clay created. Clay was enough of a name that even though there was no course history, he filled two 80-person sections of the class. A total of 7,648 students took the class between 2000 and 2018. At its peak, about two-thirds of the 900 HBS students would take a version of this class taught by Clay and a team of teachers. I read Clay's book, The Innovator's Dilemma, on October 21st, 2000, on a flight to Phoenix to see Pearl Jam with my friend Chris Cow. That was to be my fourth Pearl Jam concert. On September 17th, 2024, I saw my 24th in Fenway Park in Boston. Yes, I'm a fan.